Bank of Cardiff. This is Kyle.
This is Leanne Doolin calling you back from...
Oh, hey, Leanne. How are you doing today?
Good. Hey, you had called a little bit ago and asked if we were in the, offering for any kind of financing for our business.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly. We're just looking at some things right now. It's not for actual equipment. It's supposed to be for like some little storage buildings. Would that be something you still could do?
What would you be doing with the storage buildings?
Keeping stuff in it and keeping our equipment, keeping our things in it.
Oh, just paying for the rents or the storage then, basically?
No, we're actually going to buy some. We have been looking into actually building we own some property for our business. It's our construction yard where we keep all of our equipment, our trucks, and all that kind of thing like that. And we've been looking for the last couple of years trying to figure out, we want to actually build a building on it. But there's so much red tape and crap you have to go through the city, and that we're just not doing it because our lot has like a 102-year-old error in our survey back when they surveyed the property 100 years ago, and we're not $25,000 to clear that up. It's not worth it for the error that's on there, so we're just gonna put some get some like maybe 10 by 16 or whatever, like, you know, maybe 3 or 4 little storage building, like a tough shed kind of thing.
Yeah, of course.
And put some of those on there and just do that instead, because those are movable and you can do those all day long. And that would suit our needs, but not have to go through, you know, $25,000 or $35,000 of crap before we could even build a building. So we're not doing that. So.
Gotcha. So basically then you'd be looking for cash to get those storage sheds and get everything going that way then?
Right, and we also want to do some other things to our property, like put up a new fence and pour some sidewalks and some pads. So, you know, some other things to improve our lot. Since we're not going to build a whole full-blown building, we'd still upgrade our property with this stuff. So.
Okay, yeah, right. Definitely.
And we own the lot. It's been paid for years, so.
Own the lot, too, okay. So how much, just to begin, would you, you know, be looking at needing, you think?
I don't know, because I think each one of those buildings we looked at last weekend were about $4,000 a piece or something like that, $4,300, I don't know, something like that. And I think my husband was thinking maybe 3, maybe 4 of them at the very, very most. So
okay.
That's, you know, let's say $12,000, $15,000 for those at the most. And maybe like another 10, like I said, for fencing and the other bit of work we want to do for the property. That's just
For the property there, so yeah, okay, so
it's not maybe a little bit more, but I don't think it'd be any.
Okay, so yeah, definitely. And then out of those two things, you know, basically what I'm thinking we might work for you is our capital program, and that's based off of sales. So what'd you guys do in gross annual sales, like top line revenue for 2015?
Okay, then what? Hang on just a minute. What do you mean based on sales? What do you mean by that? I don't understand what you mean by that.
Okay, so most, you know, loans typically are based off your credit, you know, they look at that.
Yeah, that I understand, yeah.
Okay, so here what we do is, instead of leaning towards, you know, all on the credit score, because we understand being a business owner, you know, sometimes it might not be the strongest, what we like to do is we take a look at your sales, how much money you have coming in and out, your ending balances, that sort of thing. So if we're seeing how much money you have, we can typically unlock like anywhere from maybe 10% to 15% of that as, you know, unsecured cash.
Okay. We've done year to date.
No, like just 2015, your top line that was like on your tax return.
Well, I think on the top line on my tax returns.
Or even just like an estimate.
I know my husband kind of running tally in his little bid book, and I think last year our entire sales, and this was with nothing taken out of it, just with our gross sales.
Of course,
were
like
$637,000.
Okay.
This year, I think we're going to do probably about almost that exact thing, maybe just slightly more.
Okay. Maybe tracking to beat it by a little bit. Okay. That's good.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Has right now been pretty steady for you guys, or does it typically start to wind down heading into the end of the year?
I mean, you know, we're in Colorado, so the weather is what makes us stop. We don't work all year long because we do residential concrete work, and most homeowners, from the time, you know, between, you know, even Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're kind of like, oh, we'll put it off till spring, and then by the time the cold weather sets in and Christmas comes and then it's snow, and freezing temperatures, they're just not thinking about ripping up their concrete. There's just no reason for that in the winter. And it doesn't turn out as nice. We shut down from mid-December to like mid-February to the end of how the weather is. And then we're,
gotcha,
you know, going like you know, working like crazy for those, you know, 9 months or so.
Okay.
So done that for 28 years.
28 years. Wow. Yeah. Pretty good time. And so are you and your husband split owners or?
Well, he's actually on all of our books, the actual 100% owner. He's the president, but I'm the vice president of the company, the secretary, treasurer thing, whatever. I'm now, so.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Okay, so yeah, with you know, your sales in mind, that you know, 25-35K range shouldn't be a problem at all. Basically, you know, maybe even we can get you unlock a little bit more. But you know, typically how it works is we'll just get you an approval for the highest amount, and you can kind of just
yeah. I don't think we need more than that. I bet you know, he may have some other ideas. He wants things that I don't even know about. But that's kind of. Get done. So
no, of course. But okay. And then so on those the sheds, you mentioned you guys were looking at them recently. So a certain vendor you're going to go through for those?
You know, he has the booklet in his car. We just stopped at a business in Woodland Park, and about a half hour from us, that actually sells. He's on their lot. We looked at him in person, so I don't even remember what the name was because he's got the paperwork on.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, then I was going to ask, too, like, just in case we couldn't get you the full amounts, what is, like, your, like, top priority getting on the property? Probably those sheds, then, so you can get the storage done?
That's kind of the starting point. Everything else can kind of come in stages, you know,
Okay, yeah, no, of course. I just want to make sure if it comes down to it.
The winter when we're not working, he can still go down and put my stuff in them and do, you know, do preliminary things as weather allows, so that's kind of what we were thinking about doing.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, that shouldn't be a problem there. And then when were you thinking you might need it by?
Big question is what kind of rates do you have for that amount of money? Because we're not paying crazy interest rates, so I just...
Of course, no. Well, it's kind of really challenging to give you, like, an exact rate over the phone since I'm not looking at...
Okay, you just give me a range. It's between this and this if your credit's good and it's not good or whatever. That's good enough for me.
Okay, well, yeah, actually, we don't offer, you know, your standard APR. What we do is we set a fixed payback, so it's all really based off of how much you borrow, and then we determine what you're paying back from there. I can have you, like, hard numbers and a whole term length, everything within a day, typically. That's what I like to do, so we don't, you know, not giving you any unrealistic expectations.
Okay.
But what's ideal for you? Like, how long of a term were you looking for, and, you know, what were you looking to pay?
If we did, you know, $35,000, that's like buying a little piece of for us. And you mentioned GE Capital. That's usually who has been financing. If we bought a skid loader from Bobcat or the Rockies or whatever. And
okay.
Let me think. The last thing that we bought. That was in that price range. That was more than that. Like what we have right now. X last April of I think last summer.
Okay.
And I think 5 years with no interest, and the payment is 5.7 or something like that.
Okay.
You know, something like that would be great. I mean, you know.
Definitely. Well.
But I'm
go ahead.
That's easy to afford and not crazy payments and not, that wasn't with no interest though, you know, and that's usually like we like to buy kind of one thing at a time if we can and pay that off, then do something else, pay that off, and we don't like to have a lot of outstanding bills like that at once.
Of course. Now, yeah, so what I was thinking was the storage sheds you guys may be looking to buy actually might fall under and qualify for equipment here through us, and
okay.
Which that would be really nice because in our equipment program over here is really, you know, our bread and butter. It's just a really great program to work with. You stick with your monthly payments. You get you unlock the longer terms, anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So it sounds like, you know, a big chunk of that stuff or the cash you're looking for might be going to the sheds. You said maybe 3-4 of them, around $12,000-$16,000, you know. So we might actually be able to get you set up on, you know, a longer term financing those through equipment, which would be nice, and try to get you like additional like capital just on the shorter term, just so you could get the you know, renovations and stuff like that worked out. But you know, what I'll do for you here is we can get your stuff in. We can take a look at, you know, what you might qualify for and see what really, you know, program will make the best sense. And then we'll present you a couple different options. And I was going to ask you, when are you looking to get all this by? Hopefully before the winter?
be nice, yeah, if we could have storage sheds, like, delivered before winter was fully here. That way, as there's nice days of the winter, he could actually go down to our yard and organize it over the winter, everything when spring comes again. I mean, that's usually what we do a lot of years, a lot of projects down at our yard, and try to reorganize things, and things we don't need anymore, that kind of stuff, so.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
It's too hard to do that over the summertime when he's working 100 hours a week. There's no time to do anything except work and do bids, so.
No, yeah, and it's completely understandable. You got to keep on top of everything. All right, and then it's kind of sometimes hard to quantify this, but what would you say, like, from getting this property all ready and stored for you guys, what kind of return do you think you might see, or how much money do you think it might be able to make you in the long run?
The storage shed?
Investing into, like, putting money into that, how much you think you might...
Honestly, it's going to save us time, you know, and,
okay.
I wouldn't even have a clue.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I was just, yeah, like I said,
that's going to say, oh, the skid loader makes us get the work done faster. So, you know, because most of the things we buy equipment, that definitely does, you know, the skid loader, Mini-X we bought is like having two extra employees. That thing.
Oh, really?
We don't have to run them anymore. We don't have to, but actually trying to have your business more organized, that's what this is for.
Okay.
It's going to save us time, but is it 15%, you know, of the day that they spend trying to find, shuffle stuff around? I couldn't tell you. What kind of return on our investment? That would be hard to figure that out, I think, honestly.
Okay, no, yeah, but it does make sense, though, because it is kind of crucial to the business. You know, he'll be able to have everything in one area kind of organized
right now. We do have several enclosed trailers, you know, the kind that you can, like, you know, like if you put a motorcycle in or whatever. We have several of them. We're getting there, but we just need a little more room to spread things out to organize it better. So it's, like I said, it's not like we're going from nothing to also that said having these. We have something. We just want a better something.
Oh, of course, of course. No, yeah, makes great sense that way. Yeah. All righty. And then I was going to ask, too, how would you rate your personal credit? Because we have to run that and make sure there's no...
I thought it was like 730 something.
Oh, okay, great. So, you know, on the higher side, which is good, especially being that we're going to try to get you equipment.
That's my husband. Hang on for just a second.
Okay, of course.
Okay, hold on. Are you there?
Yep. Still
okay.
Here.
Okay. So. Okay.
Alrighty. Well, I think, you know, we should be able to get you set up on those storage sheds and a little extra capital to get you, you know, upgrade the property there and whatnot. I was gonna ask though, real quick, have you looked into financing anywhere else or gone to your bank yet?
No, we have done is look at what we think we want to do for this property. That's about as far as we've decided. Because, like I said, we have people about things, but we have done nothing as far as going forward with anything. It's been trying to determine what we need the best.
Okay. Alrighty. And then, do you have any current, like, capital loans or anything out like that right now?
Well, we have, like I said, we're still making payments on our Mini-X that we just bought last year, and we have, three more years on that, I think, or 3.5, or something like that, to go on that. And, I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah. So not like any cash advances or anything like that.
Oh
though?
No. Oh no, we never would do something like that. No, not ever.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, in that case, you know, we should be good to go and get the ball rolling here. I think I got just about all the info.
Yeah, we never borrow money on our business. we borrow money on a piece of equipment or something. You know, we don't do stuff like that. We don't borrow money to pay our employees or to pay our taxes. That comes out of what we make every month.
Yeah, no, that's a smart way to run the business there. But all right, I can definitely get all this started for you here. What I was going to say is I'll send you an email, and it'll include our one-page application, pretty short, simple. And then, like I mentioned, we're looking at, you know, we based it off of our sales. So
I'll be perfectly honest with you, y'all. I want some figures before I fill out any credit application. I don't want to, but I'd rather have you tell me, best case scenario, based on what you told me, this is how, you know, and you can, there can be a little bit of flexibility in that whole figure. I'm not going to hold you to whatever you tell me until you see our numbers. I understand that, but I want a rough ballpark idea of this much money, this much payment, this is the interest rate before I even do anything else, or I won't do it at all. So I'm just letting you know that up front.
Okay, yeah, and
yeah, that,
I will, what was that? Okay, no.
Then I, you know.
Okay, I did want to mention too, because I know you're mentioning credit right there. We do only do a soft pull as well, so we're just pulling from experience.
I know, but I don't like to do that. I like people to kind of throw me some quotes before I even know if I'm even interested in going forward, because I don't want to waste any more of my, I don't want to waste my time, and I don't want to waste your time on something that I'm not ever going to do it. So I would like to know just some preliminary figures before I do anything else. So if you could, based on what I just told you, figure out just some stuff, and then if I think that's a great, you know, a great possibility, happy to go forward with it. I mean, as soon as you send that to me, but I want that first.
Okay, no, that makes sense. Okay, okay, then what I was going to say was, so typically on our equipment, you know, we're right around 5. So would you want a longer term then for the equipment if we were able to get you set up on that for the sheds?
What are they typically 5 or 6 years, or what are they? What are they normally?
Yeah, anywhere from 2 to 5 years for the equipment.
I would say let's go on the high end, because a lot of times we'll double up payments and pay it off sooner, but it's nice to have that set payment that you know that it's a certain amount. It's just in case over the winter when we're not working. You know, we always save a lot of money over the winter. I mean, summer to pay ourselves over the winter. So the winters are kind of lean as far as I don't like to have big bills. We always pay more on the time when we're working. So that's kind of how we do everything.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, well, you know, if we're looking at possibly $16,000 on the equipment, you know, there, on a 60-month term, you know, without interest, just ballpark $265 a month. Typically, you'd probably be looking for that. Okay. You know, fluctuate a little bit with the. That's on the 5-year term, yeah.
There would be interest on that, right?
What was that?
There would be some kind of interest on that, right?
Yes, there would be on that. And typically on the equipment side, it's, you know, starts right around the mid-single digits, anywhere around there.
Okay, so. Well, mid could be 1% to 9%.
Well, more like along the lines of probably anywhere from, you know, 5% to 7%, I'd say.
5% to 7%. So I guess what you probably need to, that's good to hear that. I like that. So if you could find out if these storage shed things would actually be considered equipment, so I know if this is even going to work, maybe if you could find that out for sure.
Yeah, let me.
Me that.
What I could do is actually just hold on. Could you hold on for like 5 seconds?
Sure.
All right.
You've got mail.
I don't know what that means.
All right, hey, are you still there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yes, those, just talked to my senior rep here, and she's actually done some work with those sheds there before. That's why I wanted to go check. Definitely those will qualify for fall under equipment for us.
Okay.
And what we would do is, what we, like, typically when we do the equipment, we make the payment straight to the vendor, wherever you're picking it up from, get it set up just like that. You'll get your equipment delivered to the yard there and start making payments on it then.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Hey, go ahead, Lynn. Did I give you my email already?
No, I don't have that. What's a good one for you?
The email is Freds, F-R-E-D-S, Concrete, C-O, @AOL.com. We've had that email a long time, so I'm still on the pages with that, but oh well.
Yeah, no worries at all. There's a lot of AOL still around. My mom actually uses one as well. So
when you have one a long time, it's hard to give it up.
No, yeah, exactly. It's
anyway.
A lot of people like them. So, yeah, all right.
So if you can go ahead and send me whatever that, maybe the recap what you just told me, and then whatever we would need to fill out. I'll talk to my husband more. We had to drop off one of our vehicles for here. I've got to go pick him up and bring him home. So if you could, I can send me that. I can talk to him about it in the car, and then we can look at it when I get back home tonight.
Perfect. And then I'm sorry, we've been talking about a bunch here. Your name slipped my mind.
Oh, it's Leann, L-E-E, A-N-N is two separate words. Last name is Doolin, D-U-L-L-I-N.
Awesome. And then is Fred your husband?
He is. Huh? Same last
okay.
name.
Awesome. All right, Leann. Well, I'm glad we were able to get this started for you. I will definitely shoot over your way right now an email with our equipment application and the short list of other stuff we'll need to take a look at. And that's just the 6 months of bank statements, just like I said, so we can check out, how much money you guys have coming in and out. And then you guys' most recent tax return, just so we can see the ownership breakdown of
the
business.
Are you still on that email to me?
Yeah, this is all going to be in the email. I just wanted to give you a quick rundown real quick.
Okay. We don't even get paper statements from our bank anymore. They're all online, and I'm not the most computer savvy person in the whole wide world, so I have to figure out how, I'll have to call Ant and find out how you email those or whatever is, you know what I mean, send them, copy, paste them, whatever you have to do. I'll have to find that out, but yeah, we can get all that stuff, so.
Okay, well, actually, I've done it a few times. It's pretty simple. All you got to do is log in to your online banking.
Uh-huh.
You'll be able to click View Statements, and then from there you can save the PDF that you're viewing them under to your computer.
Okay.
So after you save the PDF to your computer, all you got to do is attach those in an email. You know, basically pretty simple there.
You drag them to your desktop and save them like that? And you.
Yep, I'm sure you could. Yep.
I think a really long time ago I did that for something, and I barely remember what you're talking about. Okay, perfect.
So, yep, as simple as that, and I will touch base with you probably, we'll send it out tonight. I'll touch base with you Friday morning if I don't hear anything back, all right?
Thanks, good. Thank you. Sounds good so much. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye, Leann.